This is the Chip Kelly one-on-one presented by Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles. Welcome to our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly presented by Wawa. Miami Dolphins come to town on Sunday. Before we talk about football, November is Salute to Service Month in the NFL, and Sunday is the Eagles Salute to Service game. And in the context of everything, the freedoms we have, the freedom people have, can you talk about how much you appreciate what the military does for us?
Oh, tremendous. I mean, I appreciate them more than you can really put into words. I think we're allowed to do what we do, our daily lives, and our whether it's our job or just about what we do, and because of how they defend us. You know, and there are people overseas right now that have sacrificed, and they're the true patriots. I think we all get patriotic around this time of year and talk about it, but I think it's the daily effort that the men and women that are overseas and their families that are back here that don't have a loved one around right now because someone's doing something overseas to protect our country. It's it's the most noble thing anybody can do, and my hat's off to them. And I think anytime, there shouldn't just be one day where we thank them. There should be an entire 365 days a year that we say thank you for what you guys do.
Well said. Time to talk a little football. The Dolphins come to town. Ryan Tannehill is one of the young, talented quarterbacks in this league. At one point last week, 21 of 24 passes completed against Buffalo. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, very accurate. I think he's really grown as a passer. Extremely dangerous with his feet, can beat you running the football also. They have designed quarterback runs for him because he's that athletic. He actually played wide receiver at Texas A&M while he was biding his time before he became the starting quarterback there. So he's a true dual threat quarterback. He can beat you both ways. He's really, really improved as a passer and doing a really nice job with him.
They also have a very talented backfield with Lamar Miller, rookie Jay Ajayi makes his debut last week. How do they use their backs?
They're a one-back set, but they do a good job now with Miller and Ajayi where they can rotate the two of them and always keep a fresh body in there. But it's an attack that it, because they run some zone read plays is that you have to worry about the quarterback too, so you just can't gang up on the running back. So it'll present a problem similar to what Carolina did to us.
Bill Lazor's their offensive coordinator. He was here with you as the quarterback's coach. Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of familiarity with what they do and what you guys run?
There are some plays that are, you know, you can look at and say, hey, we ran that when Bill was here with the Eagles. But he's got his own offensive system. It's not he didn't take what we took from there. He had a varied background before he got here. So there'll be some plays that will look familiar to us. But there's other plays that are just specific to the Dolphins.
On the other side of the ball, Ndamukong Suh is their big addition to the defensive line. Mm-hmm. What kind of impact has he made?
He's made a big impact, I think, just because of everybody has to know where he is. He gets a lot of attention. Gets a lot of double teams, and when people are double teaming because he's such a good player, then it frees up other people. But there's some other good guys across the front, especially Olivia Vernon at the defensive end, that it makes it difficult to always double Sue when you have a really good defensive end outside of him. But obviously one of the premier defensive tackles in this league.
Coaching change down there, Chip, and what have they done defensively the whole season and then since the coaching change?
They haven't really changed defensively. I know they have a new defensive coordinator, but he was the defensive back coach there. So they seem like they're running the same system and doing the same things they did before they made the change.
With this team, again, on Sunday night, the Eagles score a touchdown to open up the second half. First offensive possession, that's five touchdowns on offensive possessions, first offensive possessions in second half this year. What has that meant for your success to come out so strong?
I just think,
half?
You know, we've been in close games when it comes to halftime, and you're always talking about setting the tone when you come out the second half, and our players have really executed in those five opportunities.
What did Sam Bradford do so well on Sunday night that really stood out to you?
I think Sam's done similar things that he's done in earlier games. I think really it is we caught the football, you know, and I think we still had three drops on Sunday night, but our number of drops were down and allowed us to keep our offense on the field and extend drives. But I felt Sam's played well the last couple of weeks, and I think everybody on offense is starting to get together and kind of rise up to where Sam's playing. So I think everybody helped each other out.
Key stat, 2 of 2 on goal-to-go situations in Dallas. What went well inside that close area?
Just execution, you know, and it's like anything. The first time we played Dallas, we didn't do a very good job blocking. We didn't do a very good job catching. We weren't very good offensively. But this game, we executed. I thought our offensive line did play an outstanding game against a really good defensive front, and we just executed.
On defense, Jordan Hicks now lost for the season. How do you look at the rest of the group inside?
Well, one of our goals was to increase our depth at inside linebacker. We lost D'Amico Ryans for the year last year, and we lost Michael Kendricks for an extended period of time. So part of bringing Kiko in here and part of bringing Jordan in here was to add to that depth. Unfortunately, losing a player that was playing as well as Jordan, hurts us, but we should get D'Amico back We got Michael back. We got Kiko back. So we feel like we're still pretty good there. We also have Najee Good, who's playing really well for us on special teams, to go along with those guys. So I think we'll be okay now. We can't afford probably to miss too many other people, but I think we're okay right now at inside linebacker.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck on Sunday.